time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Members of the MIT Traditional Health Plan are required to see an MIT Medical primary care provider, and students are strongly urged to select a primary care provider at MIT Medical as well. My guest is family nurse practitioner Maureen Dabrowski. Welcome to the show, Maureen. Tell us a little bit about your background as a nurse practitioner, and what does that mean?
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me today. My background as a nurse practitioner is that I've been at MIT about a year and a half. I take care of students. I take care of some of our more adolescent-age pediatric patients. And I take care of adults of all ages in the MIT community. I started out as a nurse, actually, working in a surgical intensive care setting. And I learned a lot. It was a great experience, but it got me really interested in prevention and the education side of healthcare. And that's how I came in to become a nurse practitioner, trying to, see people during their various complaints and issues through life, and hopefully providing them with, the power to prevent some serious health issues and work with them if there are any issues that they encounter in the future.
Well, it's wonderful, Maureen, that you work in preventive medicine. Can you help patients with prescriptions? Can you hand out samples or, advise them on some of the preventive medicine subjects that they might be interested in?
Yeah, we don't typically have samples around, but we absolutely prescribe medications. And that's actually a large part of the day-to-day basis, is figuring out if medications are needed and helping patients get access to them.
And how do you use a focus on education so that you're empowering that patient to really take care of themselves so that they don't have to come and see you when they're sick?
Exactly. The students here are so intelligent, but there is usually some room on health topics for education. And, they all bring a different area of expertise. Some are, it's really cool. They're actually, researching various tests that I often prescribe. So we have a good back and forth. Sometimes it's really basic education, what's best when you have a cold. Sometimes it's, a little bit more complicated than that. But all of it's important because it helps people know what to do in the future, know what symptoms to, really take seriously and come right in for. And, the patients here ask wonderful questions, and it's really a great partnership.
One thing I think that's so important on campus today are immunizations. How do you counsel about what are the recommended immunizations that each student and or faculty member might need at any given time?
Yeah, we actually spend a lot of our time talking about immunizations. There are age-specific recommendations and guidelines, and a lot of our job is also helping patients as they prepare for travel visits. So vaccines come up a lot with that, based on the location of travel, various vaccines are recommended. And so, again, that's a good back and forth between what's recommended, what the patient feels most comfortable with, and answering questions and going through guidelines.
Maureen, what immunization do you want every student to make sure that they have? Sort of your most important top couple.
Oh, I would say the flu shot is definitely important if you don't have any contraindications. That's a great way to both help yourself and the community. The human papillomavirus vaccine is a new one in about the last 10 years, and that is a big topic of conversation and one that we support as well. And the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, or Tdap, that's another one that we really try to educate the population about, because those guidelines have changed recently as well.
And some students and faculty have families, and you treat as family practice. And so what do you do? Do you work with the whole family as a whole with nutrition, exercise, to keep them all healthy?
Absolutely. It's really a special privilege to be able to take care of multiple family members. You know, you get to know what's going on in their life individually as well as their life as a whole, because, you know, your life is often impacted by the health and concerns of those around you. And we do try to take a kind of a big picture look. For example, if, you know, one member is really pushing for a healthy diet, often the others will benefit because everyone's now eating the healthy food. Or if one is starting an exercise program, it's great if you can partner up with whoever is at home and get everybody out. So usually, you know, what benefits one will often benefit the whole family. And it's a great opportunity for kind of public health on a small scale.
Well, it's a big picture approach to health, and you're kind of learning what goes on overall in a person's life and what really brought them to see you. What would be your best advice generally that you love to give people that you just don't want them walking out of your office without?
That's a good one. You know, the best advice I can have is to be kind of honest with what's going on in your world, your mind, your physical health, and not feeling intimidated to ask questions, to send me an email, send me a phone call, come back in for a follow-up appointment, because really anything that's worrying you or is on your mind is important. And, you know, it might be a small issue or it might be a sign of something larger, and it's really good to feel comfortable in the setting to come back or send me a message. So I think that would be the most important thing.
Do you think people are reticent about seeing a nurse practitioner? Do they ask you, Maureen, if there's a physician supervising things?
Not typically. Some people do ask a little bit about the role, and I like to kind of go into what it means to be a nurse practitioner. I talk about the collaborative work environment we work in. Doctors ask doctors questions. I ask doctors questions. I ask other NPs questions. The doctors ask the NPs questions. The nurses, the triage, to everyone. It's a big team effort here, and we really work in close community.
Well, that's wonderful that it's such a multidisciplinary approach to the total health of your patients. Tell us why you love MIT Medical and feel so lucky to be there, and why people should come see a nurse practitioner as their primary care provider at MIT Medical.
I feel so lucky to be part of this community, and the MIT Medical in particular. I think the staff, regardless of what they're doing, provide a wonderful experience for patients. I think it's a great place to work. I feel very supported. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly meeting people who, you know, it's such a privilege to be able to help or try to help, you know, to listen and point people in the right direction. I think as a nurse practitioner, I really take the time to try and get to know someone. You know, I spend a lot of time asking questions and trying to get to know what's going on in their world as a whole and not maybe just with the sore throat today. And, again, take that big picture approach. It's a great job. I feel very fortunate and humbled.
And the PCPs at MIT Medical include physicians and nurse practitioners. They're specialists in internal medicine and family practice for adults, pediatricians for children, and specialists in adolescent medicine and family practice for young adults. Thank you so much, Maureen Dabrowski, family nurse practitioner at MIT Medical. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. And for more information, you can go to medweb.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.